Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Countdown is on till college football returns. I was telling you, I have Phil Steele at home. I have Athlon. I have Lindy's. I have what I would call the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Oh, you got the Trinity.
Yes. And I'm thumbing through them. And we're all starting to kind of get that itch for football season. Some of you are more patient than I am. I concede that. But we're all looking to see what Michigan football is going to do in the post-Jim Harbaugh era. They lost a ton of guys to the NFL, ton of guys up front on the offensive line, quarterback, running back, receivers, whatever. What is your expectation for the Michigan Wolverines? And we'll revisit this between now and the kickoff against Fresno State. But here, as the summer starts to turn, where are you at with your expectations? 248-539-9797. And yes, I'm looking at you, John.
Yeah, that's fine. For me, it's 9-3 at worst, 10-2 probably is the best. And I'm not sure where that swing game is. They don't have the benefit of having James Franklin on the schedule, and that's disappointing. It's a great matchup. It's a great environment, but it's also it's a win against James Franklin.
Big game, James.
Yeah. But I look at this, and defensively, I think you're going to see – last year's defense was spectacular. This year's defense is going to be, I think, as good, if not better, because up front last year – the benefit of they had up front last year was rotating 9 guys through. Now, a lot of those guys are gone, but the best players are back in regards to Mason Graham, Kenneth Grant. I think Derek Moore is set up for a big year. We know what what's his name? The other edge that had the big
Stewart.
Josiah Stewart, the transfer for Coastal Carolina. What he meant to the team last year. And he answered any questions about it, being not a large individual, he was able to have a huge impact. I think those guys, because they're going to have more reps, are going to have great numbers. And you're looking at a defense that has probably 3 first-round picks. Last year they had 13 picks, only 1 first-rounder. This year they're not going to have as many draft picks, but they're going to have higher-end talent. Will Johnson, Mason Graham, Kenneth Grant, I think those guys are first-round talents. I mentioned Derek Moore. I think he is a guy that could have a season where he could be talked about in that realm. that's to be determined. Offensively, with Colston Loveland, everybody talks about the best tight end in college football, but the problem is going to be, what are you going offensively, other than Colston Loveland and Donovan Edwards? Everybody else is going to be new.
Samaj Morgan too, right?
Yes, but he didn't have as much run. He got more at the end of the year and didn't have as much run through the entire season last year. So it's still going to be a developing wide receiver room, and that's probably the biggest question. The other big question, probably more impactful question, is six offensive linemen, your five plus your number one reserve, are no longer on the roster. They're going to be playing on Sundays. Well, one retired. But that's the biggest question. I think in the interior offensive line, you're going to have a really good group. Greg Crippen, probably going to be the center. He's waited his time. He is old school mentality. He was there, and then they brought in Olu and had to wait, had to sit, had to learn. Then last year he thought he was in line for it, and then they bring in Drake Nugent. Again, had to sit, had to learn. Didn't transfer. Giovanni Ohadi is going to be one of the guards. Josh Preeb, the transfer from Northwestern, the other guard. I think interior line, they're going to be just fine, if not better than they – well, I don't want to say better than they were last year because of Keegan and Zinter. But the big question is going to be the tackles.
Yeah.
Well, unproven and just a lot of questions.
The identity of Michigan football, to me, has been the offensive line lately, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's what helped them break through and beat Ohio State three straight seasons.
Two Joe Moore Award-winning offensive lines. Last year, you could have debated it. They went out to Washington. Proved we know it. What they did. Yeah,
yeah, they proved it. But you lose six guys, all the starters and the swing tackle.
Yeah.
So I think that's concerning, especially when you don't have a quarterback with the game reps. So while Orji, I think they'll lean on, if he's the starter, him in the run game, the extra blocker, don't turn the ball over. It's okay if we punt. We've got a great defense. You worry about in the biggest games when the bullets start flying for a guy who's not a traditional proven drop back passer and will have potentially a shaky protection, more shaky than it's been in Ann Arbor. You got to at least concede that point.
Oh, yeah.
So when Michigan looks at their schedule, there's three games that I circle. It's Texas, it's Oregon, and it's Ohio State.
Nailed it.
You said 9-3, 10-2. You got to win one of the three to go 10-2. If you go 10-2, you're in the college football playoff unquestioned. You go 9-3, you leave the door open. You never know what's going to happen on the bubble. It's funny we talk about 9 versus 10, 9 wins versus 10 wins. That's kind of what the over-under says. It's 9.5 in Vegas. To make the playoff is -110 on one book, +115 on another. They are on the edge of whether they win 10 games and make the playoff or they win 9 games, underachieve, and miss the playoff. But that's what we're asking right now is, where is the bar for Sharon Moore in year one? What are the expectations for Michigan in the post-Harbaugh era? 248-539-9797. John, to me, part of the appeal of promoting Sharon Moore was that you minimize drop-off. So I think the expectation has to be that you win one of your three big games, you get to 10-2, and you get in the college football playoff. If they were to fall short, it doesn't mean Sharon was a bad hire, but it means you lost the momentum that I thought they were going to keep when they promoted him.
Sure, but I think 9 wins could still get you in the playoffs. And that's an opportunity to debate come November and December. Will 9 wins get you in? I think with the strength of the SEC and the strength of the Big Ten, I do believe 9 wins gets you in, but it depends on, okay, do you beat Oregon, but then you have a slip up against a lesser team. Now all of a sudden
that's a blemish.
It's a blemish, and it's one that may be hard to recover from. If you beat Texas, but again, you lose to a lesser team, it's going to be, how consistent is this team? And one thing that we do know about Sharon Moore is in big games, we saw it against Penn State, he has the ability on game day to be a good game day coach. We saw it against Ohio State. He has the ability on game days, even the trap game of Maryland last year, that was a big game because it would have been one that, hey, everybody could have been looking past. He found a way on game day to be able to make the calls, the decisions, hey, we're going to run this ball from the mid-second quarter for the rest of the game against Penn State. That's a tough call to make. But he did it as coordinator and as head coach. The issue was going to be, obviously, recruiting, developing a quarterback, and developing an offensive line all at the same time. We know he can do the offensive line. He's done it. But now it's the challenge isn't necessarily the talent. It's you could have very talented guys. It's getting that unit to play together as five and being able to do it quickly, because Fresno is no give me. They're not, you know, they're not a top 20 team, top 25 team. It's going to be a bigger challenge than anything that they had in the you know, I call it the preseason last year. But you got to be ready. You got to hit the ground running against Texas.
Yeah, immediately in week two, you get that big televised game, big noon kickoff against the top five team Texas in all likelihood, playoff team a year ago. They bring back Ewers and most of their offensive line. It's one of the marquee games on the schedule. Sharon Moore, O-line guy, got to keep the O-line humming, got to keep this team at least in the playoff. 10-2 to me is the expectation for Michigan. Win one of those three big red letter marquee games, two of which are in Ann Arbor.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Texas and Oregon games are both in Ann Arbor. Let's get to Rico. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Happy Tuesday. I think this team and Sharon Moore definitely have the opportunity to go undefeated again. I'm going to trust in this defense. I think, like you guys said, I think they have a chance of being maybe even better than last year's. I think what it comes down to is I got to see Orji throw. That's what I'm just a little bit worried about. We've been producing O-linemen like an O-lineman factory, so I'm not really worried about that. It's can Orji make the throws, and I'm not worried about our offensive weapons. We have Tyler Morris, Samaj Morgan, Colson Loveland. We still have Khalil Mowings. I think this offense can be really good. It's just I got to see Orji throw that football. But other than that, I'm not scared by any of these teams. Most of them we play at home anyway. I think the biggest game is just going to be Ohio State and Oregon, because I think we're going to handle Texas, but we gotta see if Orji can throw that football.
That's the challenge. It's early in the season where maybe you haven't seen him really stand in and deliver pressured throws.
But there's also going to be another element to this offense. We always wanted to see it more with JJ at quarterback, and that is running the ball, being more decisive in the RPOs, in the read options. With Orji, that's going to be a much bigger part. He is going to gain more yards on the ground. They're going to ask him to do more on the ground. And then it will be, it's not just him throwing the ball, but it is who he's going to be throwing the ball to. Your biggest target, your best target, is Colston Loveland. The wide receivers, other than Samaj Morgan, yeah, I think Fred Moore is going to be good, but he is what, 5'12"? 6 foot, 5'11".
The more we talk about this.
They're just not big guys, 5'12". That's a stony moment right there.
Oh, boy. He's what, 5'12"?
I thought I heard that, and then nobody else reacted at first, and I'm like, wait, what?
I'll be the first one to call that one out.
I wish I was 5'12".
So does Colin.
No.
4'12".
248-539-9797.
He's 420.
Only when he's playing frisbee.
Disc golf.
Disc. It's disc. It's not frisbee.
Frisbee makes it so much more trivial, right?
Confrontational. Colin's going to be hitting my phone here in a minute.
What did you say
watch
about
out.
Me?
John
frisbee.
Out.
He's not going to be worried about the 420. He's more worried about the frisbee.
What did you say to me? And then John's going to look all the way down at him and go, oh, you heard what I said. All right, Michigan football talk and whatever else. It's 97.1.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.